Grace be yours and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God as the basis for our sermon this morning is the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday. We read in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is God's word. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, dearly loved by God. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. With that invitation, we ask our Savior to come into our homes and take a place with us at our table. It is much more than that, though, isn't it? With that invitation, aren't we also acknowledging that our Lord Jesus Christ is a guest also in our hearts? In both cases, Jesus' presence brings about the fulfillment of that second part of the prayer that we pray. Let these gifts to us be blessed. Whether the Lord's presence is with us at our table, blessing the food we eat, or whether the blessing is of the Lord's presence in our heart, on the word that we inwardly digest, it is the presence of the Lord that brings great blessing to us. More than once, our Lord Jesus stayed with some friends in the little village of Bethany outside of Jerusalem. This was the case now as a woman named Martha opened her home to him. Martha opened her home to Jesus because she loved him. And she showed her love to him by activity of service, by taking care of our Savior's outward needs. Martha had a sister called Mary, and Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. Mary sat at Jesus' feet listening to what he said because Mary loved Jesus too. And she wanted to hear what he had to say. Love expresses itself in activity of service. It shows itself in the activity of listening to God's word. Those are two loves our Lord acknowledged. We can almost hear Martha's voice over the centuries, can't we? "How are you, Jesus? It's so good to see you again. How's the trip been? Everything going well on the journey? Are you tired? Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? What can I do for you to make you comfortable?" Mary, or rather Martha, loved Jesus and showed it in her activity of service. We can picture Martha bringing a bowl of water for Jesus to wash his feet. We can hear her say, Lord, take the best couch. Recline on there and relax. And I'll prepare a meal for you. Notice how the gospel very much reflects Abraham when he welcomed the angel of the Lord, the Son of God, and the created angels under the tree of Mamre, and did exactly the same thing. For Martha, nothing was too good for Jesus because she loved him, because she believed that he is her Savior from sin. Jesus acknowledged her love. Jesus acknowledged her activity of service. Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. We too show our love for Jesus in our activity of service. In a sense, this is our house. This is our house of worship. This is our house of fellowship. This is our house where we come together and into which we could say we invite our Lord Jesus to come and be our guest, to bless all the gifts that we enjoy in our house we call Bethlehem. One of the ways we express our love for Jesus is in the activity of our service. Another word for service is ministry. So in the activity of our ministries that we do together, we show Jesus our love. And he acknowledges that love, that we are indeed worried and upset about many things. There's a lot that needs to be done around here. And we need a lot of people to do it. And we do it because it's necessary. We're not in heaven yet. The church is still on earth. We do it because we know God has loved us and sent Jesus to be our Savior. And compelled by that love, we now love him who loved us and gave himself for us. So we are worried and busy about many things as a way of expressing our love to Jesus in the activity of service to our Lord, who served us by leaving his throne in heaven and by living a perfect life and dying for us to pay for our sins on his cross. A good deal of these activities of service we do in our daily lives. We do them as we faithfully carry out our vocations. We do them as we faithfully carry out our different roles in the family. But we also do it in many ways in connection with our belonging and living in this house that is our house. We teach our children. We serve on committees. We're attuned to physical needs of building and property that we might notice and take care of ourselves if we're able to do that, to keep our house and its property looking nicely. We take notice and are attuned to the needs, both with which we rejoice and with which we mourn, with our fellow members. We support the work of our congregation in sharing the gospel. We support the work of the church at large. We do all these activities of ministry and service because we love Jesus. Because we want to show him how grateful we are that he has loved us. At times we worry and we get upset about some of those many things. Why don't more people care and help out? Why am I the only one that does anything or notices anything around here that needs to be taken care of? Or as one young pastor told me, as circuit pastor, I meet with the other pastors in the circuit and talk about things. And when I ask him what he and his congregation wanted to talk about with me, he said, "How do you get people excited to do things? How do you get them to come to things at church?" I'm working on that answer. Our Lord Jesus and I acknowledge that those things are taking place, that those things are happening. We are worried and concerned about those activities of service because we want to do them, right? And we want others to do them. And because we love our Lord and we want to take those opportunities that He gives us to serve Him and to serve others. Please note, Jesus did not rebuke Martha because or as if she had done something wrong. She was doing something good. She was showing her love for Him. She was active in service to her Savior. And Jesus did not go along with her or answer her request about Mary. "Tell her to help me." Jesus told Martha that Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Martha had chosen something good, and Jesus acknowledged that love in the activity of service. Mary had chosen what was better, something that would last, something that could not be taken away from her. Mary chose the activity of listening to God's word. Mary was determined to take advantage of this opportunity because she didn't know when the next opportunity would come. When or would she have another chance to listen to Jesus? And so she seized the opportunity to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to His word. She knew that listening to Jesus' word is listening to God's word. Those two things are inseparable. If I love God, I love His word. If I want to listen to God, then I listen to His word. That's what is important to me, and that's what Mary did. Why? Because she loved Jesus. She believed that Jesus was her Savior. She loved to hear Jesus tell how He had left His throne in heaven and had come down to earth to be her Savior from sin. She loved to listen to Him tell about how God's love in Him as the promised Messiah leads us to love others, even our enemies. She loved to hear Jesus talk about eternal life and salvation, something that she would remember, and Martha would too, later when their brother Lazarus died. And remember, she had learned from Jesus and heard from Jesus about His resurrection. Because when they met Him, they said, "We know that He will live again. We know that You can raise Him from the dead." So Mary loved to listen to what we call Bible stories. Mary loved to listen to God's word because that word strengthened her faith, and it increased her love and gave her hope and comfort in this life. And that was something Jesus said that no one can take away from her. Oh, the meal that she would prepare for Jesus, that would disappear, that Martha prepared for Jesus, that would disappear, wouldn't it? Because it would be consumed. And when that meal was over, Martha would have done the dishes and put them all away until next time. And then Jesus would have got on, continued his journey, and then opportunity for activity of service would end. So that activity of service, it was good. It was done in love. Jesus acknowledged it. But it didn't last. It was something that disappeared when Jesus continued on his journey. But the word that Jesus had left in Mary's heart was something that would endure for eternity. Something that no one could take away from her because it was in her heart. The activity that of love that Jesus acknowledges of listening to his word is an activity that cannot be taken away from us. It is an activity that strengthens our faith, increases our love, grows our hope and our comfort. We're hearing it this morning as we take the opportunity as Jesus visits us in his word. Gabriel, this morning, has two wonderful things happen to him. He's going to have a very nice reception in the coffee room that his parents prepared and his family prepared, and we in the congregation are going to enjoy until it's over. But in holy baptism, with the gospel connected to God's word, God gave him something in his heart that no one can take away from him because it lasts forever and ever in eternity. The little thing we're going to have in the coffee room is good, but what took place at the baptismal font was even better. What do we really need here at Bethlehem? Do we need a lot of activities, a lot of clubs, a lot of meetings, a lot of busyness to do the Lord's work, much of which we might begin to worry and fret about? Yeah, we need those things. But really, we don't need them. We can get along without them. What is the one thing that you and I and our families need? It's the activity of listening to God's word. It's having family devotions. It's reading the Bible for personal study. It's coming to Sunday, bringing your children to Sunday school and coming to Bible class. It's being in worship regularly to hear God's word and to receive the sacrament. All those other things in the activity of service are going to disappear. But what takes place in the activity of hearing God's word, no one can take away from us. When I first served in the ministry out in Washington, I'll never forget one Sunday, one of our members decided to stay home on Sunday morning to prepare a meal for her family who was coming into town that day. And at that time, our congregations provided a recorded sermon for the radio. And she said, "Pastor, I'll listen to the sermon on the radio." You guessed it. Guess what the sermon was on? Mary and Martha. Her name was Mary, incidentally. Afterwards, she said, "Pastor, I couldn't believe it. I felt so guilty." But that sermon, and incidentally, it wasn't, this isn't the one. That sermon, and when I spoke to her, assured her that what she had done in love for her family was an activity of service to her Savior. And the next week, she was back again in Bible study and worship, as she almost always was. What made this even a little bit more unique was she very and her family rarely ever missed Bible study and worship. You do not need to choose between being a Mary Christian or a Martha Christian. Bethlehem does not need to choose between being a Mary congregation or a Martha congregation. One of them is good. The other one is even better. One of them will end. The other one, no one will ever be able to take away from us. Amen.